So my man Elon Musk is throwing shade at guys like Bernie Sanders and whoever else. I found a great article on MarketWatch. I'm going to start using MarketWatch more often to reference articles because MarketWatch is pretty reliable and they got pretty decent news stories and all the gossip in the financial world that you, all the juicy gossip you could ever want. So this article, we're going to start putting it up here in just a second. Give me just a moment. So this article is called Tesla's Elon Musk spends another weekend insulting people on Twitter. And the article is on MarketWatch.com. And it was last updated November 14th, 2021 at 7:42 Eastern Time. So CEO lashes out at Senator Bernie Sanders and Tesla co-founder Martin Eberhardt. The world's richest man is grumpy again. Tesla Inc. Tesla negative 2.83% down for the day, I think. Chief executive Elon Musk, whose personal wealth has increased by about $250 billion since the start of the pandemic, lashed out at Senator Bernie Sanders on Twitter over the weekend after the Vermont Independent tweeted, "We must demand that the extremely wealthy pay their fair share, period." Musk apparently took the remark personally, replying, "I keep forgetting that you're still alive." He later added, "Want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word." Yeah, I'm glad he's... You know, first off, can I just say this right now? Bernie Sanders is a fucking old commie. Old communist. Communism is such a terrible idea. If it wasn't for capitalism, we wouldn't have awesome people. Like Elon Musk, we would not have incredible people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, you name it. We wouldn't have those people. If you wanted a socialist communist society, you wouldn't get those people. Everybody would be the same. Everybody would be sad and poor and just sad. Everybody would be on the same level, poor as shit and tired and depressed. Because there's no growth in socialism or communism, just as a heads up. Anyway, continuing on with the article. The comment drew eye rolls and clapbacks from many on Twitter, with the phrase "grow up" being a popular refrain. I think it's hilarious, by the way. Just last weekend, Musk shot a juvenile insult at Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat in Oregon, who similarly called for Musk and other billionaires to be taxed more. Sanders had previously called the vast wealth of Musk and Amazon.com Incorporated founder Jeff Bezos immoral. Whatever. Last month, Musk responded to a proposed tax by the Biden administration on billionaires' unrealized capital gains by tweeting, "Eventually they run out of other people's money, and then they come for you. Also, in October, Musk announced Tesla would move its headquarters from California to Texas, which has no state income tax. The anti-tax tantrums have come in the wake of a ProPublica report in June that Musk paid a true tax. Sorry, you guys. That Musk paid a true tax rate of about 3.27%, and that he avoided paying any federal taxes in 2018. Musk, who takes no taxable salary, has a personal fortune of about $285 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, up more than $116 billion year to date. That includes an $8 billion loss as Tesla shares sank last week. Musk kicked off the weekend by attacking Tesla co-founder Martin Eberhardt on Twitter, calling him far the worst person I've ever worked with in my entire career, and claiming that he came damn close to killing Tesla. Eberhardt left the company in 2007, and the two have feuded for years. Musk's comments could violate a non-disparagement agreement that reportedly was part of the settlement after Eberhardt sued for defamation in 2007. "Nothing quite like having the richest man in the world attacking you," Eberhardt said in the statement to Fox Business on Friday. In recent weeks, Musk has also snarkily challenged the UN officials, suggesting that he could help ease world hunger, and posted sexist tweets that he later deleted. As part of a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2018, Tesla is supposed to pre-approve all of Musk's tweets. Earlier this year, the SEC said Musk's tweets violated that policy twice in 2020. However, that's largely toothless since there is no real precedent for CSC enforcement, SEC enforcement of social media posts. And any potential fines against Musk or Tesla would likely be minuscule compared to their net worth. Last week, Musk sold $6.9 billion in Tesla stock. Get it, get it? Following a Twitter poll that he should sell $10 billion in shares, some of those stock sales were put in place before the poll was posted. Musk faces a roughly $15 billion tax bill on his stock options in the coming year. CNBC reported last week, and more stock sales are likely coming. Amid news of sales, Tesla stock sank for the worst week in more than a year. Still, Tesla stock is up 47% year to date and about 153% higher over the past 12 months. All right, so what do we get out of all this? We learned that my boy Elon knows how to fucking throw some shade, and I love it. First off, anybody who makes fun of Bernie Sanders in any way is cool in my book. People are way too hyped up on the socialism bug, and I hope it stops at some point, because as I always tout on this channel, and look, I have friends who are communists and socialists. I'm pretty sure they hate the fact that I really just can't stand the concepts because they're terrible. They don't work with human nature. It's like I always say, it's pretty on paper, but it's disgusting and vile in real life. So I think that's really important to always recognize when it comes to concepts like socialism and communism, which are both basically very collectivist concepts in general. So the whole idea at this point is to just, I don't know. All I know is I gotta stay far away from just any of this, I don't know, any of this socialist shit. Although I don't go on social media, I don't go on Twitter. I am happy to see Elon Musk is throwing shade, but at the same time, I don't know. I think it's hilarious. Senator Ron Wyden's a turd. Glad he threw some shade at Ron Wyden. I don't know. All these people trying to make people who are wealthier pay more taxes on unrealized gains is kind of tacky. Why does everybody think giving government money more money is a good idea? I would rather most of the money just be in the hands of actual philanthropists, not the government. The government is the king of wasteful spending. Government is king of just trashing things and making things worse than they should be. So, yeah, what my main call at this point is just we got to stop relying on government. We got to stop giving government more money. They got to stop raising taxes. We, the people, should not be wanting higher taxes for anybody, because that's a ripple effect. If we start overtaxing the rich, guess what? It comes out of our pocket in the end, because guess what the rich own? The businesses that we work at, right? They own those. So what they could do is they can lower your wages, because government's getting a little too greedy with the tax rates, right? They can also make the consumer pay more money for the products to cover those taxes. Straight up. So here, it's a ripple effect. That's why I say taxing the rich does no fucking good. It's just a ripple effect, and the rich become vitriolic. If I was a rich guy, which I kind of am, if I were a mega rich guy, though, I'd be super vitriolic to the government with no hesitation, no problem. I'd be very angry all the time. Because I think taxes are unethical. I think massive tax rates are unethical. Taxation without representation just sucks. And what we're seeing right now is taxation without representation. We're seeing high taxes for everything. And taxes on unrealized gains, how fucking retarded Sorry, how fucking stupid is that? It's very stupid. So I don't know. I'm an angry man, I'm an angry white man. I'm actually Mexican, but you know, I'm angry though. Doesn't matter what ethnicity I am. I'm just angry. And yeah, taxes fucking suck, and nobody likes taxes. Nobody. But yeah, as far as it goes, I mean, you know, where do we go from here? I guess is always the question I ask, and it's simple. I love what Elon Musk is doing. I love his tweets. I think they're hilarious. I think the fact that he pump and dumps crypto is hilarious. I think the fact that people are lining up at his every word is just stupid but hilarious. I don't know. I like what he's doing. He's trolling at a massive level, a level that only a troll can appreciate, and I love it. And it is a game to him. At the end of the day, it is a game to him, and I think it should be. It's a game to me. I play the game all the time. But yeah, things have gotten a little ridiculous, but I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to watch this video. There's a good article on MarketWatch.com, but Elon, man, I think it's great. I'm just glad you made fun of Bernie Sanders. You can make fun of me next, man. I hope you do. But God, it'd be awesome if my boy Elon Musk made fun of my ass, because there's a lot to make fun of about me. I'm a fucking weirdo. I got a creeper voice. I love you, Elon. You're the best. Anyway, thank you guys once again. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy, and have an incredible rest of the day. Bye.